A financial tsunami is closing in on the U.S. We can use that instead of fiscal cliff. Jake Sherman, congressional reporter for Politico, joins us now. Good to have you with us again. We spoke to you yesterday. President Obama back in town, Congress coming back as well. You said that you thought maybe a temporary measure to kind of extend the fiscal cliff to deal with it later was in the works. Is that still a possibility?
I think Congress and the president are going to have a tough time doing nearly anything at this point. It is December 27th, only a couple days left in the year. The House needs 48 hours notice just to get back to Washington. We're expecting a snowstorm on Saturday. It does not look hopeful for the fiscal cliff to be solved. Now, President Obama and congressional leaders are expected to meet, aides tell us, this week to try to hash out an agreement, and House Republicans are having a conference call today to discuss their options and their strategy going forward. But there's no deal in the works or in the offing.
Now, what would they need to do, or what would we likely see if they come up with a temporary fix? How could they extend this for negotiations with the new Congress next year?
Well, I think the most likely scenario, I mean, we were talking for several weeks about a massive $2 trillion deficit package, which would extend tax rates for 90-something percent of Americans and cut $1 trillion in spending. Now we're talking about much more narrow options, like extending tax rates for folks with income below $250,000. House Republicans and Senate Republicans are aiming more at the $500,000 level. This is a much more pared back and less ambitious approach. You might see unemployment insurance, which expires at the end of the year, that might get thrown in there, but we're talking about very pared back, less ambitious approaches to the nation's fiscal woes.
So if the deals that they like are not on the table, it seems that congressional Republicans are pretty comfortable taking the blame for going over the cliff if that is the way it plays out.
House Republican leadership said yesterday the ball is firmly in the Senate's court. That's the way they see it. They've passed a bill to shut off the automatic defense cuts that could take hold at the end of the year and to extend all tax rates. They have bills in the Senate. House Republicans have passed those bills this year, this Congress. The Senate has not passed bills, they say, and they say that it's the Senate's fault. The Senate needs to act, and then the House will come back and consider the legislation. It's important to note that this could be done at the beginning of January without any legislative action in 2012. The beginning of January, you'd probably see, obviously, the markets are closed January 1st, January 2nd. If the nation goes over the fiscal cliff, we expect markets to react to that. But in short order, on January 2nd, or even the morning of January 3rd, before the new Congress gets sworn in the afternoon, this Congress could try to take care of it.
How's this potentially pared back version sitting with Democrats on the Hill?
I think it's tough to say at this point because there is no clear pathway. House Democrats aren't even in town. Senate Democrats, their preferred option is to extend tax rates for folks below $250,000, for income below $250,000, and also extend unemployment insurance. That's kind of their least, their smallest ask. I think that would have a tough time passing either chamber at this point. So the pathway is certainly not clear, and I think you'll get a better sense today after the Senate gets back in town what the likely scenario is.
Jake Sherman, congressional reporter for Politico, thank you for making sense of all this. You know, when a snowstorm gets brought up as a stumbling block, that you're in really bad shape overall. So thank
right.
you.
Thanks, guys.